big deal, of course.
Hi, Chris. It's Jesse.
Yeah, hi.
How are you doing?
Good, hi.
So I just wanted to let you know that everything was processed for the Google Ads, and the credit was applied for the extra $100. So they will be reaching out to you to go over the Google Ads and kind of the keywords. Hold on one second. Okay, so, I'm going to go ahead and let them know that everything's gone through, and they will, again, they'll call out to you and go over the keywords and, you know, everything to get those Google Ads all set up. So, did you have any other questions at all?
Okay, and then, and don't they know, they have a pretty good idea of what keywords, I mean, they probably, they should know better than I do what keywords are going to work.
Oh, yeah,
best.
Yeah, of course, yeah, right.
Okay.
Well, just, yeah, to go over with you, like, what they're going to be setting up for keyword phrases and, you know.
Yeah.
But how'd your son's game go?
Good. He won.
I just had a feeling that he was going to win. You seem pretty optimistic. Like, you already knew he was going to win, so I knew he was going to win.
Yeah. He scored 17 points.
Wow. Really? That's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that'd be a great night, you know? It's definitely always good to have a win, right?
Yeah. First game, starting off right, so.
Okay. Oh, that's the first game of the season?
Yeah, that was their first game for this
season. Okay. Well, yeah, it's always good to have that good start, you know? I mean, it's like Mondays, first of the season, whatever. The start is always, it kind of sets the tone, you know?
Yeah. And I was wondering too, so like you said, it's like the $300 a month, but what does that $300 a month entail? Because I think the other guy was talking about click, like that it goes by per click or something.
Yeah.
So how many clicks is that?
Well, so basically the $300, we allot it for to spend for the whole month. So essentially, basically, they have the analytics of, like, when is being searched for the most and when to actually push your ad for it to be visible at certain times of the day with, you know, obviously both computer and mobile devices. So you can maximize on those clicks and exposure when the Google ad itself is running. So, I mean, you can get kind of an idea of, like, you know, that $400 this month of where that's going to be seen and, you know, how many clicks you're going to get from that and how many jobs you're actually going to get from that. It varies from area to industry, but at least they're able to manage that to actually maximize it for you and make it work for you, if that kind of makes sense.
Okay, I didn't know if that was, like, so many clicks per day. Like, that would entail, well, with that much money, that's like one click per day or 10 clicks per day or what?
That is a great question. It just depends on the area and industry. They'll call you and kind of go over that with you a little bit more because I don't have specifically what it is for flooring and you know, Battle Creek, you know, and then you get to expand your exposure, right? Like, so it's not just local. So you can, you know, be able to make the Google ad in whatever area you're wanting to run it in to get those higher paying jobs. So.
Okay. And then that's going to include a dashboard and all that.
It's already included in your dashboard. So.
Yeah. Okay.
So they should be reaching out to you here pretty shortly, and I got it all set up. So, yeah, I'm excited to get a little extra marketing for you here. And, did you have any other questions, though, at all, Chris?
No, I don't really have any questions. I'm just I'm excited that I always get excited when I try some new thing, and then, you know, when it don't work, it all fizzles out, but anyways, I was happy with the Google guarantee. That is good, but you know, if it brings in a few more leads, that'll be even better. But now doing this other thing, maybe those two things together will, if I can just get to the point where I just stay at a more of a regular schedule.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Google ads are absolutely still going to be profitable for you, right? Like, I mean, I that's why I told you about Google ads initially, because, I mean, sorry, Google Guaranteed, because Google Guaranteed is the best thing you can do on Google as far as quality. So, I mean, you know, you'll still be getting those quality leads from Google Guaranteed, but then this just, again, it just kind of complements the Google Guaranteed.
Yeah.
So anything that you do as far as, you know, anything else on Google is really just going to complement the actual Google Guaranteed that you have. I mean, let's see. I can tell you right now. Hold on. Take a look at your dashboard.
It's going to optimize my exposure. Yeah.
Correct. Right. So it looks like in the on your dashboard, I mean, I don't know if you've talked to all of these people yet, but it looks like you've had 42 leads so far. I mean, that's not bad. Yeah, definitely. That seems like a pretty good rate for flooring. How have these leads gone?
Yeah, well, when you stretch that out for a year or however long it's been, I think she was saying she said I had five in this month, but those aren't all. A lot of times I get the calls that come in. Most of the calls that are coming in, almost everyone that I'm actually getting through Google Guarantee is over in Grand Rapids, which is an hour away. And so I get these people call and they just have this little, like I have these two boards in my floor that need to be repaired or something like that. And so in those cases, I usually recommend that they find someone, more local, in their local area, rather than me driving all the way out there for two boards. It, you know what I mean? It's to drive an hour there, an hour back, just to look at it and give the estimate. And so I don't usually take on I usually ask some preliminary questions when they call. And then if it sounds like it's a decent sand job, then I'll set up the estimate. And if it's like just a little repair job where they're not going to want to pay me enough to make it worth my time because it's such a small thing, it'd be ridiculous for me to tell them, well, that's going to be $12.50 to replace two boards.
Well, you know what I mean? Have you talked to them about that, Chris, that you're getting calls that far away? I mean, like, did...
Well, I opted for that.
Okay.
I opted for that because I wasn't really getting any leads. So in order to get leads, I expanded out into some larger areas, which are like Lansing and Grand Rapids. Those are an hour away for me. And I don't mind going out there and, you know, I do work out there, but, you know, if I'm sanding, you know, 500 square foot floor or 1,000 square foot floor, you know, those are kind of average. That's profitable, but to go out there to do just one bedroom, even then I could probably still get away with it depending on, but if they're on the smaller projects, if they're calling three different contractors to get an estimate, they're probably not going to hire me because I'm going to be charging more than the guy that lives right there in town.
Okay.
So that's one of my challenges. I have to ask preliminary questions so I don't waste my time driving there and you know, driving to a 2-hour drive for some tiny little thing.
Well,
leads I do get, once I call them and I ask them some questions and I decide, okay, this would be a good one to go look at, then I will set up the estimate. But I haven't really investigated to see if they're charging me for all of those or if they're only charging me for the ones I actually set up an estimate on or how they're doing that.
Well, so as far as the way they charge for the leads, it's if somebody is calling and asking about a price for something you're doing within the service area that you get to set or actually setting an appointment with you. So, yeah, if you go out and do an estimate for somebody, that would still be considered a qualified lead, right? But, I mean, you know, typically once you get in front of the person, it's not that difficult to close them. It's just about getting in front of them. So, yeah. I mean, that's why it's still considered a qualified lead, because you're actually still getting in front of a live human being. But I mean, as far as marketing on Google, that's always going to be your best bet, because you have that actual human interaction to just, you know, like just being listed on Google, right? That's why it's more the quality than the quantity of it with Google Guarantee.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, I would say, you know, if that service area is profiting you for leads, you know, then stick with that service area. But I mean, you can always explore other things and talk to them about, like, if there are other service areas that might be more beneficial to you. You know, I mean, but it sounds like that as of right now is still beneficial. So, I mean, as long as you don't mind driving that far, then I would definitely keep it there, myself, if I was you.
That's what I'm doing. I don't mind. I mean, that's where I'm just trying to, you know, the work is work, and if when the leads come in, if I didn't want to go that far, then I wouldn't set it up to advertise in those areas. But I've just found a way to optimize my time and not waste my time driving around for little things that nobody's going to hire me for anyways, because, you know, for me to go that far for a one-bedroom project.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, thankfully, any type of flooring, though, is never really cheap. You know, they're always pretty, like, expensive jobs. I mean, flooring, you know, actually home security systems, like water damage. I mean, those typically, those industries tend to be on the higher side of jobs. So once you get a job, I mean, I'm sure it's like something that actually is pretty profitable for you, right?
It all depends on the size. And I had to raise my prices because, I guess, since COVID, everybody's been raising their prices, and I just found out, because I was struggling to make ends meet, and finished prices were going up, and finally my supplier's like, well, how much are you charging? And I was like, well, I was at $350 a square foot. And they're like, what? $350 a square foot? It's like, everybody that that we know that's doing what you're doing, they're charging between $5 and $8 a square foot, no less than $5. And I'm like, oh, really? I didn't know that. So this, since I came back from doing gyms over the summer, I've been charging at least $5 a square foot.
Yeah, maybe raise it to $6, you know? I mean, I would say...
I do. That's what I do on smaller projects. That's what I, you know, if it's 1,000 square foot, I'll charge $5. If it's if it's only like 250 square foot, then I'm going to do the $7 or $8 a square foot.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, I think it's honestly really nice of you to not charge $8, because, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are probably doing that if that's what they said it's between. Most people are probably doing that, like, the $8 now. I mean, you know, inflation is just crazy. I mean, you know, it's crazy for everybody, you know. I don't think there's not one single person right now not being affected by inflation, you know. But, hey, thankfully, as a business owner, next year, actually, I don't know if you know, but the IRS is lowering the taxes. So depending on what tax bracket you're in, they're actually lowering taxes because of inflation. So next year, we should all see a little bit more money in our pocket. I mean, I know you don't pay taxes till the end of the year, but, you know, that's still going to be helpful for you at the end of the year.
No. Well, I actually pay throughout the year, because I've got set up as an S-Corp. And so I pay myself, and I pay my guys, and I have to pay the taxes throughout the year. So usually by the end of the year, I don't really have to pay too much in. Sometimes I even get money back.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, that's smart. So, I would be so much less stressed if I did it that way than, like, being a business owner and waiting until the end of the year. I just don't know how people do that. That would just stress me out so much.
It did. I was sole proprietor. I did sole proprietor for years, and it got to the point where I was up to, like, at the end of the year, they're telling me, okay, $19,000 is how much I owe. I'm like, what? And then finally I found out about the S-Corp thing that changes the whole tax game, and I pay a lot less taxes now as filing as an S-Corp as I did as a sole proprietor is the worst way you could possibly file taxes. The government gets the maximum amount they can get out of you if you file that way.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was going to say that, though. Like, I was going to say probably you owed about, like, $20,000. I know as a business owner, you're making well more than that, but that's still, like, that number would just stress me out.
Oh, yeah, and it was accumulating each year. It started building because I couldn't pay that all off, and then so I'm making payments, and then the next year comes around, and I still hadn't paid off the other year, and I'm like, man, we're going to lose the business. And then once I started doing that, everything changed.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm sure you know, Chris, that any marketing you do too for your company is a tax write-off, right? Like,
yeah.
You are aware of that? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. We have an accountant, so, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I I'm super excited. I probably won't talk to you before the, you know, Christmas, so I do hope you have a good Christmas, and and somebody will reach out and go ahead and talk to you about the Google Ads and getting that set up. Okay. All right, Chris. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye.